It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Good to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Later this morning, Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed will face reporters in a news conference about the developing bribery scandal at Atlanta's City Hall. The question and answer session comes as his administration is releasing more than a million pages of documents related to the case. J. Tom Morgan is a former DeKalb County district attorney who has prosecuted cases involving public officials. He's also been a defense attorney, and he joins us this morning. Welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning, Dennis. Good to be here.
In a public corruption case like this, how unusual is it for an administration to release this many documents before the federal probe is over?
It seems like a PR stunt, Dennis. Usually the prosecutors would ask the public not to release these documents until the investigation is complete and all the indictments are in. My guess is that there are a lot of documents that the government has that will not be released this morning.
And there will be redactions in these documents. In other words, lots of things that might still be sensitive to the investigation are going to be blacked out.
Yes, obviously the prosecutors in this case are circling the wagon. Mr. Richards and Mr. Mitchell have both pled guilty to only one count, bribery, when it's obvious they're guilty of multiple felony counts, which means they have made a deal with the government, and there are more shoes to fall here.
Now, when you say Mr. Mitchell and Mr. Richards, you're referring to these two construction company owners, one of whom's already pled guilty and the other has been indicted and is presumed to be cooperating with the prosecution.
That is correct. And so the next question is, and it's obvious, in fact, and it's kind of amazing that these people wrote checks and mailed the money in to a recipient that is unnamed at this point. So we need to sit back and watch, is that recipient the ultimate recipient or just a bagman for someone up the political food chain?
And that, of course, as you mentioned, is the big question. Who got the money? Can we expect that that question might be answered in these documents that are going to be released today? Or if the feds are still looking into it, would they hold their cards back?
No, I don't believe that name is going to be in those documents because that person has not been arrested yet and has not been named yet. If I was a federal prosecutor, I would be insisting that that name not come to light until they have made an announcement.
Now, I would also presume that the mayor has at least informed the federal prosecutors that he's going to release these documents.
Well, it would be obstruction by the mayor or anyone else to interfere with their investigation. So if there's anything in those documents that would interfere with the government's political corruption investigation here, they would be guilty of a crime. So I am sure that federal prosecutors have informed them that they cannot release anything that would obstruct their investigation.
Now, one of these construction company owners, E.R. Mitchell, has pled guilty to spending more than $1 million in bribes to win city contracts. Now, in the world of bribes for contracts, is that a lot of money?
Dennis, that is a lot of moolah. And so my guess is that that money is going to be easy to trace. If you got $1 million, the feds will ultimately be able to find out where it went and who got it.
What does the size of the amount, though, tell you?
Well, it just shows how much our taxpayers in the city of Atlanta are paying for construction contracts if it's worth for the contractor to pay $1 million in return for these contracts from the city.
What's the next step for prosecutors after these documents are released? Obviously, they're going to check to make sure that nothing compromising was released, but what would be their next step here?
The next step is, I think pretty soon we will see who received the money. Now, that does not mean that it's the ultimate recipient, but these two gentlemen, Mr. Richards and Mr. Mitchell, I'm sure have already told the feds, and the feds have verified that. As I said, there were checks written, there were wire transfers. So they know who received that money. The big question that we're all sitting back and watching is, as I said, is that the bagman or is that just the final recipient of these funds?
And it'll be a while before we actually get the answer to that. And there's really no clue as to when, is there?
Yeah, and my guess is that whoever received the money on the city's behalf is not the ultimate recipient. And that's why the investigation is ongoing.
Another factor in this was the divorce filing from E.R. Mitchell's wife, and she named a former head of the Atlanta School Board, Mitzi Bickers, as a co-respondent in the divorce filing. Now, Ms. Bickers has not been accused of any wrongdoing, But how does this complicate things? Is it possible that this divorce timing was timed?
Well, it is interesting in many of these types of cases that there is a divorce that opens up more information for us, the public, than we will get from the feds, because Ms. Panich, the attorney for Ms. Mitchell, can subpoena records and she can get depositions. And so, again, this is going to be a sideshow that's going to be almost as interesting as the federal government's prosecution.
J. Tom Morgan is a former DeKalb County District Attorney who's also served as a defense attorney. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll be checking back with you.
Thank you, Dennis. Have a great day.